But first, a few words from our sponsor. Hey guys, you're listening to Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. I'm your host, Haley Newell, and this is your co-host,
Ava Garvan.
And it's already our fourth episode. I kind of can't believe it.
Me either. It's felt like only two.
I know, and sorry, Ava's chewing ice.
Sorry.
But that means that it's been like a month since we started our podcast, which is crazy. It feels like it's only been like a week.
Cray cray banana.
Okay. So, like we said in the decluttering episode, we're gonna make an episode about organization, so that's what this week's podcast is gonna be about, as you read from the title.
Maybe they didn't.
Yeah. But no. But before we get started, Ava, how was your week?
It was okay. It was okay.
What happened this week? What's up with you?
I don't know. What happened is I went to my school. That was weird. And I saw people from my school.
Yeah, we're homeschooled, weird. So that's weird for us.
Yeah, it was a bit different. And then after school, we walked to Big B's, and then they were closed. So I was really upset about that.
Yeah, that sounds like you would ruin my day.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't necessarily ruin it, but it definitely put a big damper on it. How about you, Haley?
My week was okay. My week was actually pretty good. So, I don't remember what day. I think it was Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. Wait, what? Okay, so yesterday. I woke up at 6:30. I felt so good, and I did school for like an hour and a half. And I felt really good for the rest of the day because I woke up so early. Ava?
I got up at 7 because of service. I wanted to do service early.
Yeah.
So I got up early for that.
Yeah.
It felt nice.
It did. I mean, like, it's hard getting up, but then it feels better after.
I feel like after service, if you start the morning off with service, there's a high chance that the rest of your day is going to be pretty darn okay.
Yeah, for sure. So, Ava, what was the spotlight of your week? Or day?
That's going to be, like, a really sad question. I'm just going to do for the day. The spotlight of my day today was I had ravioli.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and then I got oat milk because actual regular milk makes me constipated because I'm lactose intolerant, so I got milk that doesn't make me feel sick.
Okay. Thank you so much for asking what the spotlight of my week was.
Oh, yeah.
The spotlight of my week.
Or day.
What? That. I'm trying to think of one. The spotlight of my week. Which, honestly, I've had matcha every day of the week, and I just love matcha.
Haley, you cannot use that as your spotlight.
But that was that was last week's spotlight too, and the week before that. The spotlight of my week. Getting up early, honestly, it just felt so good. Yeah. And
Wiggle's looking at me.
Okay, so should we?
Sorry.
Should we get into the topic since our weeks are boring?
Sure. Haley's wrapped up in a pizza blanket and it's kind of funny looking. So
yeah, I have a pizza blanket. It's like, it's round with pepperoni on it. So I'm very cuddled in it. So
you know what else is round? You know what else is round with pepperoni on it?
Oh no.
Never mind. I love your mother too much to make a your mom joke.
Okay. Oh, this thing's hot. Okay. Let's just jump right into
your mom's hot.
Let's just go right into the topic now. So, organizing. Okay, so, we talked about decluttering, which is getting rid of stuff. And after you get rid of the stuff, though, how do you organize it?
So, the stuff that you got rid of or the stuff you still have, Haley?
The stuff that you still have.
That's what I thought.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, I have done this before many times. Like, I go through my clothes and, like, organize them, like, once a month. Like, it's crazy, but...
Once a month?
It's probably too much, honestly. Anyway. Anyway, so I would use the Marie Kondo way every time that I do it. And I talked about this way in the decluttering episode. I talked about how you can, like, throw everything on your bed and then go through it one by one. If it sparks joy, keep it. If it doesn't, then thank it and get rid of it. Basically summarizing all that.
But thank your clothing.
But also, but then Marie says another thing about organizing it. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna, like, basically fold the your clothes into, like, a small rectangle and then stand them up vertically so then you can see what you're picking out, and then it'll look more organized too. Ava?
Yes, I agree. I'm sorry, I agree with that.
So yeah, you should do that for sure and have, like, a designated spot for everything. Put it, like, think of your, like, the spot where you put your clothes. It could be, like, your drawers or your closet. Think of it as your home, your clothes home. So when you're putting away your clothes, you're putting them in their home. And I mean, you would want to go in your home, right? So, I mean, it's like putting them where they belong, basically. So make
it. Yeah, I think having a designated spot for things definitely helps.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then I was also thinking that when you're, like, organizing your desk drawer, have, like, I know that on Amazon you could either get, like, some little boxes or, like, some, like, drawer, what do you call them, like, dividers? Drawer dividers. So then you can put everything in a designated spot. You could also take, like, mugs and put them on your desk and put, like, pens in one and then markers in the other and highlighters in the other. So then you know exactly what you need at a specific time.
Yeah, I agree. My drawer, I have, like, three little drawers on my desk, and I just organized the top one before school started, so I could just have, like, my school stuff in that. So I have one of my drawers organized. So that's better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right?
And also, you should, like, put everything that you use the most in a spot that's easier to reach. Put the stuff that you use rarely in a spot that's, like, not as easy to reach. Not like the other way around. That way you can easily and handily get to your stuff at,
yes,
you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
When you need them.
Yeah.
And also, I think that before, like, don't do this, like, after you need it done, basically. Like, don't do it in the middle of school, of the school year. Like, do it before the school year starts, so that then you will have everything organized and ready for the school year, and not be, like, confused and have stuff, like, in a mess for half the school year, and then finally do it. Because then
yeah.
you'll still be stressed out for, like, half of the school year. You know?
Yeah, because, like, if you don't do it sooner than later, it never really turns out that well. Because you won't end up doing it. You keep on pulling it off.
Yeah.
Right?
yeah. And also, this is not, like, completely of the topic, but when you are in an organized space, you will feel so much better and, like, want to be there. Like, I know, like, if I'm in my room and I'm doing school, and if it's not clean, I'm not going to be in there. I'm going to be at the kitchen table. So then, like, when I make my bed, that's when I go in my room, and that's when I want to be in there.
Yeah, you don't really want to be in a messy room.
Right. And then also I was go ahead.
Most people don't want a messy room is what I was gonna say.
And then I was also thinking of, like, random papers. Get a binder. Like, that's all you gotta do. Like, get a binder and put them in the binder. That will, like, it'll just make your life so much easier, honestly. Or, like, get, like, a few, like, files or, yeah, like, yeah, files and folders. Also, put different subjects in each one. That way you know exactly what subject in which folder. And you can get to it super easily, and you won't have to be all stressed out that you can't find this one specific paper. And also, get rid of the ones that you don't need anymore. Don't keep them if you already completed the assignment and don't need them anymore. Or you, like, are already done with, you know, with using that paper. Because also it's just going to become cluttered in one spot, and you'll have to go through it every time that you want to get a paper, and it'll be way harder to find. One second, Ava, I can't hear you. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. So another thing that I wanted to talk about was, like school assignments. So it's really stressful when you're, like, trying to find what to do, but, like, it's not all in one place. So you have to keep switching places to find stuff that you need. So our school gives us a calendar with everything to do. But if you don't have a calendar, the night before that school day, you can get your, or you can look at that stuff and you can write it on a to-do list. I personally have a frame on my wall, and it says things to do, and then there's a bunch of, like, bullets, and you can, it's like a whiteboard, so you can, like, mark everything off when you're done. And that's really helpful. And so that, like, is a really good thing to have. One second, I can't hear Ava again. I'm sorry. So, yeah, a calendar is really helpful in a to-do list, and always make sure to make your to-do list, like, the night before, or, like right away in the morning, so that when you're in the middle of the day and you already done stuff, then it'll be more confusing to have to write down what you've already done and what you haven't and stuff, and it'll just be so much easier to have it already ready, and yeah, and ready for you to just start marking stuff off on the, as you go.
I every single assignment that I have to do for that week, then I cross it off as I go along. And that, I mean, I started that not because, like, I just started that because of how complicated it was to not have everything placed in front of me. So, if that works a lot, I really like doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I know this is not, like, and then also, in the decluttering episode, we talked about, like, bathroom products, like, curly irons and, like, face and skincare stuff, and so, I would say, also, like, get the, drawer dividers from Amazon, and, so that, then that way you can, like, divide everything, have a set thing, a set, space for everything that you have, every, product that you have. And that will make it just a lot easier to reach when you need it. And yeah. And then also, like I said before, make sure everything that you use the most is in a more reachable spot. So that then you can reach it easier and you won't get so frustrated while you're trying to find it. Ava, 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
Just saying that it just helps a lot, and I think.
Yeah, it does help a lot. Did we talk about? Oh yeah, we also talked about books. So, when you're organizing books, you don't want to like put them some like vertical, some horizontal on top of the vertical ones. You want to have them all lined up in the same way. So you have to make sure that you have enough space to organize all your books. Because if you don't have enough space, then you're not going to be able to do them. And then they're all going to get cluttered. And yeah, you're gonna be very stressed out whenever you go trying to find one book. So you have to make sure that you have enough space, and yeah, I think I don't really know what else to say about books. Ava, have anything?
Books. I usually put like my favorites in the front, or like the ones that are new in the front near the front, and then the ones that I've like read a bajillion times in the back. And then I reread books a lot, so like I'll circle them out. So I don't know how to explain it, but I do it in such a way where I never read a book that I've read like a week ago. Like I'm always circling out my books. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Also, I do a lot of reading. So.
Also, put them in like order from like biggest to smallest.
Yeah.
Because that will actually help a lot. And I was gonna say something. Oh yeah, also do them from like topic. So like if you have like school books, then put them one place. If you have books about gardening, put them in another place. And just like other subjects, like put them in a place together, so then they're more easy to find and locate what you want to read.
Mm-hmm. Even with plants, like if you like really like plants and you have like way too many in your bedroom or just in your house, another way to stay organized is to have the ones that need to water more all kind of in the same place. So you kind of, if you have the plants that you need to water all the time all scattered everywhere, then it's going to be harder to know when to water. Haley, help me.
Yeah, that's, I see what you're saying. It's, yeah. Like, have, like, for plants, like, have them grouped in what they need to take care of.
Yeah.
So, like Ava said, if they have to be watered more, have them all in one spot that have to be watered more. If they have to be in the sun, have them all by a window. You know? I was also gonna, I don't, Ava, do you have anything else to talk about organizing for? Like, do you have any ideas of what you can organize otherwise? Oh, we didn't really go over, like, skincare products as much. So also, if you have, like, a few things that help with acne, or, and then a few things that help with, like, having glowy skin and stuff, put them each also in, like, different places. Like, put the ones for acne or whatever, like, in one place. Put all the ones for, like, glowing skin in another place. Put all of the ones for hydrosy in another place. So then you can know what ones you need in, like, what steps. So if you have, a face wash, put it, like, in one spot. Then next to it, put the moisturizer. So then you know exactly what you need to do in each step. And that'll actually make it easier, so then you don't have to keep going everywhere around the drawer. And you can just have everything in the step that you have to go. Does that make sense? Okay. She said yes. She said yes. Okay, good. One second. I can't hear Ava again. Okay, here we can hear Ava again. But this will actually conclude this week's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please give us a 5-star review and support this podcast. Also, follow us on Spotify. It would mean a lot so then more people can listen. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.
Toodaloo.